Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Have you ever experienced an episode in your life which reminded you so much of a biblical passage that it just made you stop and laugh? Well, last week that happened to me. Allow me to explain. Our youngest daughter had been out at a retirement party for one of the teachers at the school where she worked. She left the party around 10:30 p.m. to return home and begin packing, as the next morning she was leaving very early on holiday. It was about 11 when we were searching throughout the house for her backpack when suddenly she realized that she'd left it in her storage locker in Newcastle. No problem, we thought. We would ring her eldest sister, who had exactly the same backpack. Unfortunately, she was also out with her teacher colleagues at their end-of-year teacher's do. Not able to connect with her, we rang a member of the congregation who had just a few minutes earlier sent a text to my wife. Their daughter had a backpack which she had recently used on her holidays, so we thought we might be able to borrow it. At 11:15, in the middle of a rainstorm, our friends headed out to their garage to try and uncover the backpack. Well, they found it, but unfortunately, it wasn't large enough, so we were back to square one. At 11:30, we rang our middle daughter to see if she had a backpack that her sister could use. Unfortunately, we woke her up, and she was not very pleased to hear from us, because she works shifts, and her shift started at 4 a.m. the next morning. After some grumbling, she agreed to find her backpack, put it in a black bin liner, go down 3 flights of stairs, and leave it outside her block of flats in the bushes. She concluded her remarks by saying something like, "I'm only doing this because you're my sister." Thankfully, the backpack was retrieved, and our youngest daughter was able to pack and head off on holiday the following morning. In the midst of this confusion and mayhem, I couldn't help but think of Jesus' parable about the persistent neighbor. It goes something like this. "And Jesus said to them, 'Which of you, having a friend, would go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him." And he will answer from within, "Do not bother me. The door is now bolted, and my children are in bed with me. I cannot get up and give you anything." I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs." The man's neighbor had no real desire to help him out. The doors were locked. His children were asleep, and he didn't want to get out of bed. But he did, and he helped the man, and he gave him food and whatever else was necessary to ensure that his visitor received a hospitable welcome. He did it because he feared what others might say about him if ultimately he refused to help. It was a bit like our daughter's response, "I'm only doing it because you're my sister." Jesus compares this grudging attitude toward answering requests with that of God's eager desire to hear our prayers and our pleas for help. God is no hesitant neighbor or sister, making up excuses why they shouldn't help. He eagerly desires that we call upon Him, and we call upon Him as Father. Our cries for help ascend to our loving Father, who earnestly desires to hear and to help us. This is a delight for Him, not a chore. So if we who are selfish and self-centered will help our neighbors and our sisters when they're in need, how much more will God, our loving Father, answer our prayers for help? So be confident and call upon His name. He's waiting to hear from you. For Jesus says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened." So let us pray. O Lord, let your merciful ears be attentive to the prayers of your servants, and by your word and spirit teach us how to pray, that our petitions may be pleasing before you, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.